السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a concept that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in almost every single surah in the Quran. It is a concept that he mentions not in hundreds, but in thousands of verses. It is a concept that every single prophet whom Allah Azza wa Jal sent, called to, and every single book that he revealed, emphasized. It is a belief in Yawm al-Qiyamah, in the Day of Judgment. A day that Allah Azza wa Jal describes in the Qur'an, يَوْمًا كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً A day whose length is equivalent to 50,000 years. This day has been given many different names in the Qur'an. And this is because the Arabs, when they wish to emphasize something, when they wish to show the importance of something, they would give it many names. So the Day of Judgment has been named by over a dozen names in the Qur'an to show its importance and its significance. of these names is Yawmuddin, the day of recompense, Yawm al-Hisab, the day of accounting. Of these names is Yawm al-Hasra, the day of regret, Yawm al-Nadama, the day of remorse. Because every single soul, Muslim or kafir, will regret on that day that he did not do more to prepare for it. Even the Muslim will feel that regret, that he didn't do more to prepare for it. So it has been called Yawm al-Hasra, Yawm al-Nadama, the day of feeling regret and remorse. And of these names is Yawm al-Qiyamah, so called the day of standing. Because not a single person will be able to sit down on that day due to the anxiety and the fear that they feel. Can you imagine standing for 50,000 years? Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of standing. Allah Azza wa Jal shows in the Quran that this day will of a surety occur. And He proves it to those who dare deny it. Of the ways that Allah proves that this day will occur is by reminding us that Allah is the one who created us for the first time. So why can He not recreate us for the second time? وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. He is the one that has created the creation, and He will do it again. He will repeat it, and it will be easier for Him. Cannot the one who created us out of nothing recreate us out of the dust again? Of course He can. Of the ways that Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us that this day will of a surety occur is by telling us to ponder over the earth, where we see a supposedly dead land, a barren piece of earth, and yet miraculously after rain falls, it sprouts forth in lush green vegetation. The same one who can bring this land back to life can also bring us back to life, the Quran says. And of the ways that Allah Azza wa Jal proves this day, of the ways that Allah Azza wa Jal emphasizes and reminds us that this day will of a surety occur, is by reminding us that He does not do anything in vain. Whatever Allah does has a purpose, has a wisdom to it. Therefore, because life itself has a purpose, there must be a day of judgment. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that your life has a purpose to it. How is this purpose manifested? What is the goal of life? It will be shown on this day of judgment. As Allah asks rhetorically in the Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Did you presume? Did you think that we created you for no reason? There was no purpose to your life, and that you would not return to us? Is this your presumption and thought? As Allah says in another verse, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Are we going to make the Muslims equivalent to the sinners, the evil people? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? How do you think? In other words, if there is no day of judgment, then where is Allah's infinite justice? We find the Muslim downtrodden, humiliated, maybe even his bloodshed. And we find the non-Muslim many times above him, happier than him, materially, socially, his wealth, his status, his fame, his money, his women, his wine. He is enjoying this dunya. And the Muslim, in many times, he is not enjoying this dunya the way that the non-Muslim is. He is controlling his passions, controlling his desires, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, sacrificing the pleasures of this world for the pleasure of Allah. Where is Allah's justice if there is no day of judgment? Where will this Muslim be rewarded? And where will this sinner be punished? So Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us that this life has a purpose to it. And that purpose will be manifested on this day. Had life not had a purpose, then there would be no day of judgment. But because life has a purpose, the grandest of all purposes, which is the worship of Allah, then there will be a day of judgment where Allah's justice will be shown, where the sinner will be punished, and the believer will be rewarded. Did you presume that we created you for no reason? Did you think that life had no purpose to it? Because Allah Azza wa Jal does everything for a wisdom and reason, so too life must have this wisdom and reason, and this is manifested in the day of judgment. As for those who do not deny this day, but they try to relegate it to some far unforeseen future, they try to convince themselves into believing that it will occur in such a far away time, they might as well not prepare for it. Allah addresses them in the Quran as well. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Ever closer is the judgment for mankind drawing. Nearer and nearer, faster and faster. And yet mankind at that very point in time is in obliviousness, heedlessness. He is not concerned about it. Ghafla. They have no idea of the impending day of judgment. How close it is. As Allah says in another verse, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. The matter of the day of judgment is like the twinkling of an eye, or even faster than that. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ كَهَاتَيْنِ. I and the day of judgment have been sent like this, and he pointed his two fingers together, showing you that there is a small amount of time between his coming and the day of judgment. O Muslims, we are not the first of nations to walk on the face of this earth. Rather, we are the last. Our Prophet is not the first of prophets. Rather, he is the last. The trumpet will be blown upon this ummah, the ummah of Islam, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كيف أنعم? How can I relax? How can I relax when I know that the companion of the trumpet, Israfil, the one who will blow the day of judgment, when I know that the companion of the trumpet has raised the trumpet up, he has placed it to his lips, and he is looking up at the throne of Allah, waiting for the commandment to come at any time. How can I relax? In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Israfil has not blinked his eyes since he was created, out of fear that Allah's commandment would come at any time. So because of this, his eyes have become like glazed pearls, like glass. كَيْفَ أُنْعِمْ? How can I relax? This is why we find the Quran and Sunnah have given us explicit, vivid details of this day. Allah Azza wa Jal has described, as we said, in thousands of verses, the occurrences of this day, step by step. Why? So that our iman goes up, our preparations for it go up, our yaqeen, our iman that there will be a yawm al-qiyamah that we have to prepare for, it will increase. Of the description that Allah gives, is that the trumpet will be blown. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When the trumpet is blown, then every single object in the heavens and the earth will become terrified. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ except for whom Allah wills. And this trumpet will be so sudden, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a man will raise a morsel of food to his mouth. Before it reaches his mouth, the trumpet will be blown. Another man will want to buy an item before he can hand the money over and take the merchandise. The trumpet will be blown. This is how sudden the trumpet will be blown. And when it is blown, then every single living creation will fall dead. Even the angel of death, Allah will take his soul away. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will ask, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ? To whom does the kingdom belong today? Where are the mighty men that used to walk the face of this earth? Where are the arrogant kings? Where are the leaders and politicians? Where are the rich who used to boast and feel better than others of mankind? Where are they now? Where are they flaunting their beauty? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ? To whom does the kingdom belong today? And finding no one to respond to him, Allah Azza wa Jal will respond to himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. To Allah, the One, the Irresistible. On that day, Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy this earth, and He will destroy the heavens, and He will destroy the mountains, and He will substitute them for another creation. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَوْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. On that day, the earth will be substituted for another earth, and the skies as well. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ سِجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. On that day, we will roll the skies up, like we roll a piece of paper up. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. Just like we created you, we will do it again. يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهُلِ. On that day, the skies will be like molten lava, molten copper. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. And the mountains will be like wool, will be like cotton. On that day, Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect mankind at the single blow of the trumpet, the second blow. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. On that day the trumpet will be blown. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. They are going to be resurrected from their graves, slinking towards Allah, all of mankind. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَقَدِنَا. They will say, woe to us, who has resurrected us from our graves?
What is happening? People will be in complete shock. What is happening? Allah will respond, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ. This is the promise of Ar-Rahman. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And this is the truth that the prophets have told. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. As Allah says, when the trumpet is blown, we will gather all of them up together. All of mankind, from Adam until the day of judgment, instantaneously, simultaneously, all of them will be resurrected from their graves. Utter chaos, complete confusion. On that day, Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect all of mankind the way that He created them. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. We have resurrected you. You have come to us one-on-one, one by one. Just like we created you for the first time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, and he said, every single person will be resurrected naked, barefoot, and uncircumcised. Naked, barefoot, and uncircumcised. Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, will not the men look at the women and the women look at the men? She could not imagine how could everyone be naked and yet they will not look at one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Aisha, the matter is more severe than that. The matter is more severe than that. They will not have the luxury, the opportunity to enjoy each other like they used to in this life. The matter is more severe than that. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Every person will have matters, will have worries, will have concerns that will be troubling him. He will not worry about anyone else. On that day, Allah Azza wa Jal Himself will come down. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Your Lord will come in ranks of angels, one after the other. On that day, hellfire will be brought out for all of us to see. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Hellfire will be brought out. And on that day, every single man will reflect, will think, will ponder, will regret. What did I do with my life? What was I doing? What was I thinking? How did I waste my life? وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. But of what use will be this remembrance? Of what use will it do him? Of what good will it do to regret at that time? No use at all. On that day, Allah Azza wa Jal will lay out the scales, the mizan. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We will bring out the scales of justice on that day. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No one will be shown any injustice. وَإِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And if there is a mustard's weight, the smallest atom's weight of good or evil, we will bring it out. And sufficient are we to judge. On that day, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring the books out as well. What books? The books that every single one of us has written about Him. Written by the two angels on His right and His left. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, that on that day, no one will see anything except his books. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. The books will be brought out. So the mujrimun will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. The sinners will say, what is the matter with this book? Why am I being shown this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةٍ وَلَا كَبِيرَةٍ إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. There is not a single deed, small or big, except that it is recorded here. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They only found what they themselves have done. They only found what they themselves have done. They did not find anything else in this book. On that day, Allah Azza wa Jal's anger will reach an all-time high. And even the prophets of Allah will only be worried about themselves. All of mankind will go to Adam and they will say, O Adam, you are our father. You are the first prophet of Allah. Allah spoke to you. Go to Allah and tell Him to start the day of judgment. Start the reckoning. Even if it means they have to go to the fire of hell, they want to get out of the day of judgment. That is how severe it will be. Adam will respond, today, today, my Lord has become angry. An anger which is so severe that He has never had it before, nor will He have it again. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself, go to someone else, go to Nuh. They will go to Nuh. Nuh will say the same thing. Nafsi, nafsi, go to Ibrahim. They will go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim will say the same thing. Go to Musa. They will go to Musa. Musa will say the same thing. Go to Isa. So all the prophets, all of them, except for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them will be saying, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. I am only worried about myself. Go to someone else. On that day, When a man sees the very people that he loved in this world, his mother, his father, his wife, his son and daughter, the people that he would seek comfort in, the people he would turn to when a musibah, when an affliction happens, he would go running to his wife, running to his children to achieve some of that comfort. On that day, when he sees these very people, he will turn his back and run the other way. He will turn his back to the very people that he loved, protected, sacrificed for, and run away from them. His beloved will become his worst enemies. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The day that the brother will run from his brother, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and his wife and his children, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and his mother and his father. Why will they run away from each other? Why will the person run away from his wife, from his mother, from his father, from his son and daughter? Allah says, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Everyone will only be concerned about himself. So when the man sees his mother, when he sees his father, he will be worried that his parents will come to him and say, oh son, you did not treat me the way Allah Azza wa Jal commanded you to treat me. Give me your good deeds this day. When he sees his wife, he will be worried that his wife will come and say, oh husband, you did this and this on this day. You shouldn't have done that. Give me your good deeds. You mistreated me. You didn't treat me the way that you're supposed to. He is worried that his children will come and say, oh father, you did not give me a proper education. You did not raise me to be a good Muslim. It is all your fault. Give me your good deeds. So the person's family will become his worst enemies, because everyone will want to save himself at the expense of the other. On that day, the father will stand up in front of Allah and say, take my son to the fire of hell. Take my daughter. Take my mother. Take my father. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمْ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ. Allah says, tell them to wait. On that day, the sinner will say, will wish, will desire that his own son be taken and he be saved. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمْ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. He will give his mother and his father, his brother, he will give all of mankind. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. But save me. كَلَّا, that will not happen. إِنَّهَا لَظَى, the fire of hell is calling out to him. This is the day of judgment, the day that every single one of us has to face, the day that every single human being will be given the results of his exam, either in the right hand or in the left hand. The day that every single human being will have to cross over the fire of hell, over the sirat, the bridge, which the Prophet ﷺ described as sharper than a sword and thinner than a hair. This bridge, every single human being has to pass over it. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, as the Qur'an says. There is none amongst you except that he will pass over it. How can you be saved from a bridge which is thinner than hair and sharper than a sword? Only by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So for those who deserve Allah's mercy, they will be given their results in the right hand and they will be allowed to cross over the bridge. And for those who, because of their own actions and sins, did not deserve this mercy, they will be given the results in the left hand, and they will not be able to cross over the bridge, so they will fall to the depths of the fire of hell. أَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ. My dear brothers and sisters, these are just some descriptions of that day. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not just recite them to us. He did not just narrate them to us. Rather, it had a profound impact on him. Abu Bakr came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I see that your hair has grown white. What is the matter? Shayyabta, your hair has grown white. What is the matter with you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, Shayyabatni Hud wal-waqi'ah wa'amma yatasa'alun wa idha shamsu kubirat. These four surahs, which describe the Day of Judgment in vivid detail, these four surahs have made my hair grow white. And why would his hair not grow white when Allah Azza wa Jalla describes this day in the Quran? يَوْمَنْ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. The day that will transform newborn babies into old men. Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqu rabbakum. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord. Inna zalzalata as-sa'ati la shay'un 'azim. Verily the earthquakes of the day of judgment are a severe matter. Only the earthquakes. How about the other things? Inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdi'atin 'amma arda'at. On that day you will find every mother ignore the child that breastfeeds from her. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every female will abort, every pregnant female will abort the fetus that she carries. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. And you will see mankind as if they are drunk, reeling around, walking in strange ways, doing things which are not conceivable. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they are not drunk. وَلَكِنْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah is very, very severe. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, these descriptions that I have given of this day are not new to you. You have read them dozens of times. You teach them to your family. You recite them in the Quran. But the question that I ask myself, and I want every one of you to ask his or herself, yes, we believe in this day. But do we have iman in Yawm al-Qiyamah or not? Do we really have iman? Because belief is not synonymous with iman. Belief is not synonymous with iman. Iblis himself believes in the day of judgment. What did Iblis say when Allah told him to leave Jannah? قَالَ رَبِّ أَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Iblis, he says, oh my Lord, Rabbi, he believes Allah to be his Lord. Oh my Lord, allow me to live until the day you will resurrect them. Iblis believes in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Does that make him a Muslim? Does that make him a mu'min? Does that make him a muttaqi? Kalla wallah. By Allah it doesn't. Why? Because belief is not synonymous with iman. Iman is a certainty in the heart which produces an actions on the limbs. It is a certainty of the heart which produces a result, a tangible, a real result. Subhanallah, when one of us have an important exam, an important presentation, a meeting with a future client or boss, we become nervous. We can't eat or drink. We can't sleep properly. Then why is it when it comes to the presentation of our own deeds, to the exam that will decide our Jannah or Nar, to the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal Himself, why is it that we don't even blink an eye? Our heart doesn't skip a beat. We never ponder over it. Do you know the answer to this? It is a lack of iman. It is a lack of real and true iman. Iblis believes in the day of judgment, but he is not a mu'min. Because he doesn't act in accordance with that belief. How can a Muslim claim to have iman in this day? And know that the Prophet ﷺ said that the first matter that will be asked on the day of judgment is the salah. If a person's salah is in order, the rest of his deeds will be in order. And if his salah is in disorder, if he hasn't prayed, then the rest of his deeds will be at a loss. How can a person know this? That the first question is about the salah, and yet not pray five times a day, and claim he has iman in Yawm al-Qiyamah? How can a person know that the Prophet ﷺ said that the 2 feet of the son of Adam will not move on the day of judgment? He will not have dusted the sand off of his grave until he has asked 5 questions about his life and how he spent it, about his youth and what he did with it, about his money, how did he earn it and what did he spend it on, and about his knowledge, how much he acted upon it. How is it that he knows these 5 questions and he doesn't care at all about them? He doesn't care where he gets his money from. He doesn't care what he spends it on. He doesn't care about his time and what he does with it. He doesn't care about his youth. He doesn't care about learning Islam and implementing it. And yet he claims he has iman in Yawm al-Qiyamah. If you know the questions, prepare for it. How easier do you want it to be? Allah has told you the day will come. He has told you what you will be asked. What more do you want except for the preparation, the actions? And this is where we fall short. Oh Muslims, we live in a strange time. A time where the dunya has taken us materially and has thrown us into a stream that is gushing at full speed. We have lost track of reality. We have lost track of where we came from and where we're going. We're so busy in the dunya. We have forgotten that this stream is not our final destination. It leads to a greater goal. It leads to an akhirah. This life is not our final goal. O Muslims, it is time that we stop the spread of this materialism in our heart. We step out of the river of this dunya. We take account of ourselves. Where did we come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? It is time we go back to the simple, basic fundamentals of Islam that every one of us knows. The 6 pillars of Iman, the 5 pillars of Islam. Simple matters, we all know it, we've memorized it, we can regurgitate it. But where is the action which proves it? All of us know the 6 pillars, but where is the status of that in our hearts? All of us know the 5 pillars of Islam, but how much do we implement it and practice it? Do we not realize that the reason we are undergoing trials and tribulations is because we do not deserve the izzah that the pious predecessors deserved? We have fallen short in our duty to Allah, therefore Allah has lifted the protection that the Muslims are due. It is our fault, no one else's. Mine and yours. Until we realize this, until we make a commitment to change, nothing will happen for us or for the Muslim Ummah. O Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal will announce on the Day of Judgment, Ya Ibadi, O my servant, in hiya illa a'malukum. What I'm about to show you is your deeds only. Uhsiha lakum. All I have done is to guard it, to write it, and to protect it for you. Whoever finds good, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا, whoever finds good in this list, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ, let him thank Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ, and whoever finds something other than that, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, let him blame no one except himself. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, have the taqwa of Allah, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ, and let every soul see what it has prepared for tomorrow. Let every soul examine what it has prepared for tomorrow. O Muslims, what have you prepared for your tomorrow? What have you prepared for your Yawm al-Qiyamah? Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tada' lana fi hadha al-yawmi dhanban illa ghafartah, wa la hamman illa farajtah, wa la daynan illa qadaytah, wa la maridan illa shafaytah, ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته. اللهم أعزنا وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. عباد الله, إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه, فقال عز من قائل, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
يعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة، أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.